fest. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Good morning and welcome to Our House here at WWDB. I bet you are all in the bustle and excitement of the holidays. I cannot believe that they are here already. I hope that you are prepared and you don't go overboard. We talked about that, not spending too much money, but we all go overboard. We all do it. Well, welcome to today's show. We have an exciting show that you can listen to here live on the radio at 860 AM. You can listen to it on the internet on the podcast that's running live now or later today on Odyssey. You can also Instagram and Facebook me with any questions that you may have. We have a super exciting show. Who has ever heard of the Maine Cabin Masters? Well, we have an interview coming up with them today. They are funny guys. If you've never seen the show, we're going to give you a little background history on the Magnolia Network. Chip and Joanna Gaines, you've probably all heard of them. She's all about shiplap and how they got started, a little bit of background there with them, and this cool, fun show called Maine Cabin Masters. So we're going to talk to two of the stars, Chase Morrell and Ryan Eldridge. Ashley won't be able to make it, but we will talk to those two a little bit later. And how did they get into doing cabin building remodels up in Maine? This is kind of a fun show. The other thing that I want to jump into right at the top of the hour is the fact that small businesses are a lot of who I deal with in my industry. I prefer to deal with the small businesses, the small local people in my area, and I hope that you do as well. And I really think that it was important. I have the opportunity to talk to Dave Hickey. Believe it or not, he is the person who is in charge of helping small businesses get up and running. He's the vice president of Verizon's Business West marketing, and he oversees all the mid-market and small business sales. And he's responsible for the organization of approximately 850 sales professionals in this technology space. And I really thought it was worth taking this interview because I deal with so many smaller size, medium sized businesses that I help you, even you, the homeowners that have your own businesses from your home, understand the technology and what you can do and tips of the trade to keep your customers happy and get them visiting your website or your small storefront, or at least shopping from you, what your expectations can or should be. What about cybersecurity? Now, I know it's not exactly 100% home improvement fix and facts, right? But it, in a way, it is, because we deal with this every day. We're using our systems every day. We're dealing with vendors. We're dealing with homeowners. And we want to make sure that we are secure, that we are safe, that we are bringing back as many people as we can to our business. So I thought it was worth taking a time to find out what are some of the trends in the marketplace and what is going on and what challenges we have as small businesses. I mean, my husband and I have his small business. He's a contractor carpenter. He's amazing. But this is important information for us as well. So even though you might think that this isn't important for you, I think it's worth a listen to find out what Dave has to say. Then when we come back, we'll eventually get to the Maine cabin builders and the guys from Magnolia Network and see what they're up to these days. So I want to be able to bring Dave on board. Let me give him a quick hello.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for joining us. I love when Verizon comes on board and tells us what's going on in the world of Verizon. So what are the trends in the marketplace right now?
Yeah, there are some interesting ones. We just finished up our annual survey, and this really focuses on our SMB customer and what's top of mind to them. And so first thing it comes out and says, how technology continues to play such a significant role in how they make decisions within their business. And so that's a big one as we think about embracing technology as it continues to change. But there's some things that are top of mind for them as well. So they're really focused on how do they improve their engagement in their store, as well as how do they improve the aspect of how they expand their reach. So when you think about engagement, the part here that I think is interesting is they're focused on staffing. Staffing is tight in these locations. So if they have this amazing experience, but low staffing, they're focused on what can I do about that? The other part is they're concerned with competition. So they think about what's happening with the big box retailers. How do they stay relevant? How do they work against this deep discounting strategy versus this value add? And also with the environment, with inflation, where are people going to spend their money? And then where and how are they improving engagement? The best thing about this is they look at their strategy. They got an online strategy. They got a brick and mortar strategy. And they're investing in more advertising ahead of the holidays to drive it both to those. So those are some of the interesting insights that came out of it. And then some great recommendations we have as well to help with that.
So Dave, can you share some more of those insights and what business owners, small business owners are supposed to do? You mentioned brick and mortar versus online. That's always a problem. And the competition, added is big because not everybody understands it. So could you break that down a little bit more?
You got it. Really, the first step they can do if they're focused on experience, think about your customer walking through that door. What do they see, feel, and hear? If they have a slow experience, so we say upgrade your internet bandwidth, make sure it's capable to run your point of sale system at a strong way. If you're providing guest Wi-Fi, that it works really well. The great thing is that with 5G technology, that used to take a long time. Now you can get an upgrade plug and play environment in 24 hours and you're up and running. The second area that we really focus on is expanding their reach. So think about leveraging social. There's so many apps that are out there that you can stay connected with. There's this digital presence that many small businesses don't necessarily know how to get started. And we at Verizon really are helping. We've helped over 100,000 businesses really roll just this year and moving forward in that digital environment. So I'd say take advantage of that. You've got the ones that are no cost to low cost that you can get after it. And then the third is you think about driving connectivity within your business is think about prioritizing cybersecurity. So we know that's a big deal and a big focus in the enterprise sector, but what are we doing in the SMB space could be a big deal as well.
Cybersecurity is really important, especially right now. So how would people tackle that? What would you suggest?
Yeah, I would say one, it's not as hard to address as you may think it is. And so it's about asking the right questions. So what we try to tell people to do is you're addressing your security while you're adopting new technology. So if you're getting a new device, whether that be a phone, a tablet, a computer, whatever it may be, ask questions about security. And who do you ask that to? Whatever the provider is. Clearly, Verizon is a place that can help you with that. But there are others that are out there that can do that. The second place is make sure that you're really focused on training. So your employees need to make sure they're educated. So think about phishing. Phishing is if someone sends you an email, sends you a text, there's a link to it, you click on it, you respond to it, and that gives them access to information, either purposely or also through indirectly. So what do we do there? There's products that we have that we can deploy management device software that can go on the device and help stop that. We've got solutions that go right in the internet side of it, so the tunnel side of it, to really block those things so that as they go in and out. And then also we can help with the education side of this so you can understand the best practices, where to recognize it, where to practice safe browsing habits, and really how to handle sensitive information. And if you do have a breach, then we give you the really have an incident response plan so you know what to do with it.
Okay. So that definitely some good tips there. So with businesses trying to utilize all these tips and technology tools that Verizon has out there, how do we continue to build the customer loyalty? Because if I'm writing my note here, I heard you say that the in-store help is not always available.
Yeah. Loyalty matters. And that's why I would say, if you think about every place you've shopped, generally goes back to either got a great product and it was accompanied by great experience. And so we try to say, make sure if you know, like, be prepared, know what you're coming into. So if you're going to have lower staffing, make sure technology can help. There's so many ways. Think about one of the things that came out in the survey was around AI with artificial intelligence. So as a small business, how are you embracing artificial intelligence? What we heard in the survey was there was a significant number of businesses in the survey that know a little bit about artificial intelligence, but don't necessarily have the resources on staff to help. Those that have actually employed or researched or brought AI into their business, they saw a significant improvement in their time efficiencies in their day-to-day operations. And you and I both know if we can improve efficiency, especially when you have a small business and you may not have as many heads, that means you're improving productivity. That improves bottom line dollars, which means you can invest it in other places.
Dave, but don't you think people are a little bit afraid of AI right now? There's so much controversy.
There is. That's why I said, like, you've really got to be focused on the front end, which is, do you have the right security protocol in place? The second area is, are you partnered with the right reputable brand that can help you do it? And then the third area is doing your research on the small and mid-sized businesses that are currently using AI and the platforms are out there. Clearly, as this technology grows, there's risk within it, but the rewards are significant as well. And so I would, my suggestion is do your research. Make sure you're investing in time into those companies that have a rep that can work with you through the process. And then clearly there's a lot of places you can watch videos on it and step into it the right way. But those are places you can drive the right efficiency, probably at the right pace.
Right. And you're saying something really important. Do your research, because for small and mid-sized businesses to grow, they can't be lazy. They have to do their research. They have to put the cybersecurity in place. They have to do all these wonderful things that you were talking about. And they don't always.
No, they don't. And then mostly I think it comes down to there's a little bit of fear or their lack of, I just don't know what to ask. And that's where I think we as Verizon, I've got just experts that are focused just on small and medium business. And they know where these businesses are. And they know to ask the questions that maybe the customer doesn't want to ask. And that way to kind of generate and pull that information. But as a customer, what I would say is ask the question. This is, you know, raise your hand, like, this is what I don't know. Help me get there. And these are the type of experts that can do it.
So, Dave, are there any small to mid-sized businesses that you're shopping at this holiday season?
Yeah, I'm in Southern California, and I've got four boys, and we love everything to do with a board. So there's this local shop called SoCal Surf Shop. They've got an online presence, really small, just a great little brick and mortar location, family run. And they sell everything you can think of with surf, skate, snow, accessories, all the great looking, cool, trendy clothing that I don't wear, but my kids get to. And it's really a cool place on their Christmas list.
So I'm with you. I think we should always support small and local businesses whenever and wherever we possibly can, especially when you have some of these big businesses out there that are, you know, dominating the market and they're constantly in the pop-up. How can a business move themselves up online? You know how when you do a search, you're not always at the top of that list, especially if you're a smaller business. What can you do there?
Yeah, there's different ways. Clearly, there is the paid way, in which you can use the other search engines out there and you can move yourself up from a stack ranking process. The other way is think about what you can do with social media. Social media is a great way that pops up now in these search tools, especially if you create something, take your unique personality, get it online and go after it. That can also be something that can go viral, definitely get out of it. So those are kind of the two methods. The part that I would say is we can help on the Verizon side is help you to help be digital ready. So what does a digital footprint look like? How do you absolutely use your online stance in store and how do we keep you connected and get you digital ready? And we've been in many of these instances where with these small businesses, they just didn't know where to go or they invested so much money down the wrong path. And so I would say definitely ask the question and get to an expert.
So for our listeners that are out there and they're hearing all this, they want to know more. They definitely want to know more about how they can get that digital footprint up and running and how they can take advantage of some of the technology that you're talking about. So where do we send them for more information?
Yeah, you go to verizon.com/business, and that'll get you to a lot of information, a lot of products. It also is a way you can go and find who your local representative is and engage them, and they can come see you in person, have a call, have a virtual meeting as well, or walk right into your Verizon Wireless corporate retail store and ask for an SMB expert.
Oh, an SMB expert?
That's right. SMB expert.
Oh, I didn't even know you had such a thing at your stores.
Yeah, we employ that across the country, and it's a great asset. We're really dedicated to this space.
All the interviews I've done with Verizon, that's the first time I knew about an SMB expert. Listeners, you've got to go to verizon.com/business and check out all these things that Dave has been telling us about. Did we miss anything, Dave?
I think you hit it as well. I'd say take advantage of the holiday season. Let us help you get to where you need to be from a business perspective. And I would just say happy holidays. Hope everybody has a successful run this holiday season.
And happy holidays to you. Come back and join us anytime. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So excited to share a little bit of that information with everybody out there. Like I said, this is a home improvement fix and fact show. However, your business has to run as smooth as possible. And I appreciate the fact that Verizon takes the time to come on and share with you, my listeners, things that you can do to keep your business running smoothly. Once I mentioned Chip and Joanna Gaines, questions started coming into my phone and on the internet for me. So I will take a quick commercial break, and we are going to come back with the main cabin builders, and then we'll answer a bunch of those questions that are coming through. You're listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
There ain't nothing wrong with this old house. It just needs a little home improvement.
And we are back. Thank you for listening. Thanks, Tyler, for putting that in there for me, because everybody needs a little home improvement in their house. So we have the opportunity coming up to talk to Chase Morrell and Ryan Eldridge, the stars of Magnolia Network's Main Cabin Masters. And I thought it would be fun to give everybody the questions that I'm getting is shiplap cheaper than drywall? Is shiplap still in style? What is shiplap? I'm going to answer all those questions after the interview. But I think what's really interesting is Chip and Joanna Gaines started on the television doing home improvements in their Fixer Upper show, and they have expanded huge in Texas and across the industry with their Magnolia Network that they are in a partnership with Warner Brothers Discovery. And of course, they own a portion of it too. And I understand they recently moved to an HBO channel. However, it's broadcast the personality-based lifestyle programs like home construction and renovations and even cuisine. And it's a fun show to watch, and it first launched in September 30th of 1999 as a DIY network. That's how this all got started. Spinoff of HGTV, which, you know, I often have DIY and HGTV people dropping by the studio to say hello, even if it is over the phone most of the time. But it's with home improvements, there's so much going on, and it's not always what it seems like on TV, which if you've watched Main Cabin masters, you'll know that. It's really a reality series, but it's scripted. Of course, they always are scripted. People ask me those questions, but it really involves home improvement, renovations, and related businesses to home improvements. And that's why Chip and Joanna Gaines launched this. And I just had a friend that was down in Waco, Texas, and at the Magnolia site where they have stores and their house and all that other stuff. And they said it was fun. It was interesting to go and look around and see what was there. So I appreciated that. But in November of 2018, Chip and Joanna Gaines, as the former HGTV series host Fixer Upper, announced on Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show that they were discussing a lifestyle-focused media network with Discovery and Disney. And sure, and lo and behold, they have done it. So I thought that was really amazing to give you a little bit of background about, you know, how they got started and what they're doing and why they're doing what they're doing. So Magnolia Network, like I said, is an American-based cable company owned by Warner Brothers, Disney, Discovery, and Chip and Joanna Gaines. So, and they have a lot of input on the show. So just to let you know. So I've sat through some episodes of the main cabin masters. What a crazy group of people it is. Fans have never been afraid to travel up to Maine to see some of the stuff that they're doing. I'm going to have to ask them about that. And they just do so much. The new season has started, which I think was really interesting to know that they're hanging in there. It's an interesting show. Restoring old cabins really has gone from a passion to a career. And now it is a TV show called Maine Cabin Masters. And it follows three friends as they renovate rustic camp cabins into beautiful retreats. And in addition, the show has created a tourist boom for the tiny town of Manchester, Maine. Now, as you know, I was supposed to do this interview like a month and a half ago, but then they had that big shooting, which was literally only a half an hour from where these guys do all their work. So we put it on hold, and we are delighted and thrilled to have Chase Burrell and Ryan Eldridge with us here today. Let's get them on the line and see how these guys are doing.
Morning, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Good morning, Chase. Good morning, Ryan. I could actually spend the whole hour with you, but they won't let me.
Oh, that's too bad. You can always come to Manchester.
Yeah, absolutely. I love Maine. Are you kidding? I live there. It was gorgeous. You guys, oh my gosh, the three of you are so funny on your show. I'm like, when are they going to get to the work? When I watch you. You have a blast. You absolutely have a blast. So how has Maine Cabin Masters changed life in your hometown?
Yes. So we are situated right outside of Augusta. We're about halfway to Acadia National Park. And, you know, when most people think of Maine, they think of lobsters and Acadia National Park. And it's great to show people that there's other areas. You know, we're surrounded by mountains, by lakes, by ponds, rivers, streams. We're close to the ocean. So opening the store, our retail store, Kennebec Cabin Company, and the restaurant, The Woodshed, it's amazing to see how many people from out of the state stop by to visit and know the show.
We've seen every plate from every state, even Hawaii and Alaska.
Course. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. You guys, I can't get over watching you because there's always something crazy going on. How did you guys get discovered?
So it was a mutual friend who knew the production company, got in touch with us. They were looking for a carpentry crew who worked on cabins. And we did a few interviews, did a pilot episode. And here we are 11 seasons later, still going strong.
I know, doing TV and radio tours. So what are some of the experiences in Manchester that make your hometown so special? I know you said the lobsters and the park. Anything else?
Well, I mean, we're right next to so many lakes. We got the Belgrade Lakes, Cobbessee Lake. Manchester's a great community because there's so many. There's like five different roads coming in. You can go in every direction and find something. You know, there's orchards. There's new like farms popping up with food trucks, new restaurants. There's just a lot going on. Augusta's right here in the lower Kennebec Valley.
Breweries.
Hiking,
okay, breweries. Okay, that's a good one. That makes another reason to come up there.
Everybody can appreciate that, right?
Central Maine now has a triathlon in the next 4 years. Yep. If that's your thing.
So season 9 has already hit the networks, and you guys are off to a running start. Tell me some of your favorite transformations that you've done.
Well, the Dome was one of my favorites because I received a very, very generous gift. It was also probably the hardest camp we've ever done. So I owe the guys a lot. But yeah, just meeting people. And, you know, it's amazing how the people we've met and the relationships we've built from this.
Yeah, it's always hard to pick a favorite because every camp really is different. You know, and I think that's what keeps us going strong. It's not, I mean, it's the same thing, but it's not the same thing. Every camp we go into, we need to figure out how it was put together, how we're going to disassemble it, and how we're going to rebuild it for the families.
Okay. So they all sound like great ideas. What was this gift that you got? Because I'm not sure if I saw that one or not.
Oh, I got one of the homeowners was a fan of the Grateful Dead, and I got a Jerry Garcia signed t-shirt, which
okay,
to me
yes.
is priceless.
That is totally priceless. So yeah. With the renovations that you do people, like, let's talk about how you get these renovations done. Do people come in, give you a budget? Is it completely your design with Ashley? Like, how do you come up with these great ideas for people that haven't seen the show? I've watched several of them. I laugh hysterical because you guys, like, I'm like, you goof off a lot. And I love it. I absolutely love it. The camaraderie is wonderful. But how what is your process? Let's let our listeners know, because we are a home improvement show. Let's let them know how you decide whether the bones of the cabins that you're looking at are good.
Sure. So we have a website, maincabinmasters.com. You can apply to be on the show there. You submit photos of your cabin, you know, little backstory. Tell us what you're looking to have done. And a budget, then we'll go in, look at those applications, see if it's a reasonable budget for the work that needs to be done and the time frame to get the work done. There needs to be that before and after transformation for the TV side of things. And then we'll pick our cabins for the season, meet with the camp owners, talk about what they want, what their wish list is, get a good idea of the family and what their needs are. And then they truly hand us the keys. They walk away and we go in, start demolition and go to town. We have 8 to 12 weeks to get each project done. So we've got a great team working with us. We work fast, but, you know, again, we're part of the TV show. We're able to give the family hopefully all that they want and a little bit more to bring it right over the top.
And of that wish list, we might only be able to hit 2 or 3 things, but they're always happy.
Yes.
I think the show's gone on, with the anxiety of not making them happy, it's always a great product. So it's interesting to see how it evolves. And really, the cabin tells us what we can do. We can't always do everything that the homeowner wants.
Right.
So it's like, it's almost doing forensics on the cabin, where we can build, what we can work on, and where we can improve.
Okay, that's 100% like great to know that the homeowners or the whoever is owning that cabin does not get everything that they want, because we have, you know, you think big and you're happy with what the final project is. You've done some great work on these. You guys have great charisma when you're on the TV. It's really fun to watch you guys. Can I have a little bit of history? Chase, you're a master carpenter. How long have you been a carpenter?
I've been a carpenter for over 20 years now. Scary to say that. But, you know, I grew up around my grandfather and father who were builders. So even at a young age, I was comfortable working with tools. And, you know, I think what part of the appeal of the show, this is what we would be doing with or without a TV crew following us around. So it's very easy for us to just be ourselves. Mm-hmm. And again, I think that helps keep it genuine and going.
Ryan, now I got this little note here that says you by chance happened to become a carpenter. Why? How?
Yeah, there's a lot of great carpenters on the crew. I might be top 5, maybe. I'm more of a people person, logistics. I was a bartender and I got a degree to teach high school English. And I always just worked with my hands during the day and, you know, bartended at night and traveled and never used my teaching degree and kind of like building things. And then found my morals, and you know, the rest is history.
Found your morals. I love it. You guys have a great website. Excuse me. And I noticed that we can actually go on there and look at all of your previous projects, and we can also go shopping on your website. What made you guys decide to do that?
Yeah, I think, again, starting out as the show grew in popularity, people started asking, hey, where can I find some of the artists and craftsmen that Ashley's worked with on the show? Where can I buy a t-shirt? So we started the website or the retail store. They kind of started at the same time, maincabinmasters.com or Kennebec Cabin Company right in Manchester. And again, you can find episode guides. You can take virtual tours of the cabins and see some of the contractors, subcontractors we worked with, the artists and craftsmen we worked with, and all their great products.
With nine seasons behind you now, or while you're in the ninth season, where can our listeners go to learn more about you and watch your show?
So season nine has started. We've aired a few episodes. New episodes are going to start back up after the new year on the Magnolia Network, Mondays at 9 p.m. And you can always check us out at maincabinmasters.com.
Guys, I totally invite you back anytime. And next time, make sure you bring Ashley with you, too.
We will.
Absolutely. Thanks
all
for
right.
having us.
Look, have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
I'm so glad that they were able to be with us, that the live interview. Anyway, those guys are great. And we will take a quick commercial break while I get readdressed here with some of these questions that are coming up. Thanks for listening.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988 and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Is saying in her sleep, oh, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Listening to us here at our house here at WWDB, to Home Improvement Fix and Facts. We just got done with a really fabulous interview from the Magnolia Network with Chase Morrell and Ryan Eldridge. And I know it was really hard to distinct which person was talking at the same time. But if you go to the show, Chase was the one, he is a little more blonde, a little more taller. They're both bearded, but he's pretty bearded, lighter color hair, because somebody's like, I don't know who's who. So I hope that helps a little bit to understand who you were talking to on that end. But I've watched the show. These guys are super, super goofy. I mean, way too goofy. Ashley wasn't able to be on the show, but let me give you a little bit of history about her, because we have the expectation that we'll be able to have them back on the show again. Ashley Morrell Eldridge is a furniture maker and interior designer, and she basically spent her life crafting quality upcycled decors from a lot of the homes in Maine. And as a former antique dealer, she can spot value and promise in pieces most others would probably discard. A lot of us don't know about that. As a matter of fact, there was just something on the news yesterday about a girl who bought a vase for $3.99 and it ended up being a piece of Murano glass. So you never know what treasures you have, excuse me, hidden in your house. So, but she prefers decorating the cabins, and, you know, she can find great treasures for your home too while you're at it. So, excuse me, hate when I do that. Anyway, so a lot of people are like, is shiplap still in? And, you know, in my opinion, not really. I think Chip and Joanna Gaines made it really, really hot for many, many years. I think it's on the downside of being in style. I don't think it's as cool as it used to be. It's a pretty look, but I feel like it's dated. But it does have a purpose. And drywall is, just for you out there that are thinking about this, if you are thinking about doing shiplap in your home, there's all different types of budget-friendly options out there, because there's different types of shiplap. I'll explain what that is in just a minute. But drywall is cheaper than shiplap per square foot. So you have to factor in the cost of the material and the insulation. And shiplap is usually, believe it or not, overall, the drywall panels are cheaper, but overall, it's almost a neck and neck. Shiplap usually comes out ahead as being more budget-friendly option, but the average price of drywall is around, it's been going up. I don't even want to give you a price these days. It varies all over the place, but it's quite a bit more expensive than the shiplap. Shiplap is much cheaper to install and overall a different look. Shiplap, you know, somebody just said, is it the same as tongue and groove? Shiplap and tongue and groove both offer that very rustic feeling to a cabin, which is where I would highly suggest it. And, you know, rustic homes that people want that rustic touch. And shiplap has what's called an L-shaped end that overlaps, whereas tongue and groove have notches and indents and they interlock. So one just kind of snaps into place. I'm trying to explain it to you as simply as I can. Tongue and groove is more expensive, but it's also more durable. So remember, shiplap has that L shape on the end and one panel lays on top of the other, where the tongue and groove have notches and indents that they interlock into each other. So they're really not the same, but they're similar. So what is new? There is a bunch of new stuff out there that gives you a more modern look as a shiplap look, but just brought into today. And there's a company called Wood Veneer Company that's doing some great work with this shiplap look. But it's what it is. It's a new trend. It's like a reeded or a fluted panel. They're huge right now and they're hugely expensive. I just want to let you know that. And you really have to be careful when you're buying these and make sure that you know what you're doing. So the panels can be run horizontal or vertical. Typically, they're made of wood, but can be fabricated in metal or upholstery. And one example is called Tambour. That's T-A-M-B-O-U-R. It's a great alternative to shiplap because it provides a visual dimension, but feels a little bit more like just a little more cool and a little more bespoke is probably the best way to say it. So the company that I found is called Wood Veneer, and we have been pricing this out for clients in the past. It's a beautiful look. It comes in different types of wood. It also comes in acoustic panels, which is really nice if you need it. It's definitely something different. So it's more of a reeded or fluted look. And like I said, and it's not as thick and as big as shiplap. I mean, for farmhouse decor, not really in style so much as it used to be, you know, going back 10, 15 years ago. So it's a trend that has definitely been on its way out. So look at this new style of the reeded or fluted panels if you're looking for something that is important to you. Shiplap is not waterproof. It's not moisture resistant. The plaques are usually, the planks are usually sealed with paint or stain. I never knew I would get so many questions about shiplap. The reason it's so expensive is because you are dealing with real wood in most cases, or hardwood, but there are other elements out there that are less expensive. And you have the additional expense of the primer, the label, the sealing, all of that. And even though it was really popular, like I said, it's on the way out. It's definitely more expensive. It does have that rustic charm, though, if you're looking to do something like that. And the cost varies. And I don't really want to give you a price because materials have been all over the place lately. Maybe we'll do that coming back to the new year. What is the standing on material prices? So slat walls are definitely, like I said, reeded or fluted. Slat walls are undoubtedly one of the newest things out there. And they are definitely a contender to what shiplap used to do. The panels are fabulous. I have been looking at these for over a year and a half now, and right now they are trending. They are super, super popular. So look them up online and see if it's something that would work for you. And know that it is, again, more expensive even than shiplap. And while this type of wall paneling has, like I said, a more modern feel, it does bring texture and depth into a space. Especially if you have a large space and you want a little bit more of a contemporary look, but still want that old feel edge, the slat walls are definitely doing that. So, oh, great question. Does shiplap make a room look bigger or smaller? Well, it can make a room appear larger if the lines are vertical, which can give the illusion that your ceilings are higher than they actually are. Consider more of a vintage look. Vertical shiplap works really well in that rustic element, but it can go either way. It's really a matter of what you like in your house and what you want to do, whether you want to run it horizontal or vertical. Horizontal is the most common. If you are using shiplap and you run it vertical, it definitely gives a different dimension to the room. It's kind of easy to install, but remember that it's definitely more expensive. So the wood trend is what is in this year. I just want people to know that we're getting out of all the light woods and the lighter colors. We're seeing more dark wood. We're seeing more arcacia, walnut, rosewood, and teak seem to be what we're seeing more on the designer end of using wood in your house to decorate. So whether you're putting it in your kitchen or your living room or your bathroom, it'll bring a lot of charisma and character into the space if you're decorating with wood, which I find really funny because my house almost looks like a cabin in some ways because the whole house is all trimmed out in wood, which I'm at the point now where I want to get rid of the look. And here it's, you know, becoming more trendy. And I'm like, no, 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 don't want it. So what not to do? You can find so many videos on how to install shiplap if it's something that you want to do, and they'll tell you what not to do. If you are not a DIYer, it's probably something that you want somebody else to install for you, unless you're really good. And you can, and another thing, you can change the shiplap look in your house if it's been painted before. You can give it a more contemporary look if you choose to by covering all the shiplap. Now, this is really something that has to fit your style and has to fit your room, but you can literally paint it in a high gloss white or black and give it a very dramatic, contemporary look. So if you have it there, you don't want to take it down. That is something that you can do. But it does have a great lifespan, regardless of whether you're going to go elegant and paint it with a high gloss white or black or a high gloss paint, or whether you're just going to leave it in its natural kind of state, or just do a whitewash or whatever it is that you choose to do. And with proper care, you can expect, especially for exterior shiplap, because you can get sheds and houses made with shiplap on the outside. Shiplap siding, for all of you that are wanting to know, generally has a life expectancy of 20 to 30 years. And that's depending on the wood that you use. So you want to ask the experts what is the best. Oh, here's another great question. What size is best? Ooh, okay. A 1x6 shiplap board is commonly what's used. That's the width of shiplap, 1x6. Smaller than a 1x8 inch width looks a little bit different. it to me, it looks a little bit too jammed together, but you can go with whatever size floats your boat. Make sure that you look at what is out there and look at optimizing the space, because when you do shiplap, there is usually a reveal. You know, the just like when you do tile on a floor and you have to put the grout in, shiplap has that same kind of grout line, even though it's not, it's part of the character of the shiplap. But for best optimization, to make the shiplap look great, you want that gap to be the thickness of a nickel on its side, not the whole nickel. A nickel on its side, which is definitely thicker than a dime or a penny. So that's the kind of gap reveal that you want to use, particularly in a small to medium sized room. So that shiplap in the bathroom, more and more people are getting away from it. Because it's wood, and because if you have any overspray in your bathroom from the shower, it can cause problems with the wood. So I would say if you are using shiplap in your bathroom, you might want to consider walls that are not near the shower, because it has to be acclimated to the temperature. And if it gets wet, you have more problems with it. Just a little bit more about shiplap, because people are still asking. I am really surprised. Gee, thank you for all these questions. What is recommended on shiplap is to use to nail shiplap. Don't use screws in your shiplap. Use nails to install it in your walls, your ceiling, or even your exterior finish. And so what's new? I told you about the new reed type style wood vertical planks that are out there now. They're really cool. But with farmhouse decor, you know, you're still going to see shiplap. It's still going to continue into 2024. The farmhouse look, seriously, people, it's a personal choice what you're doing. If you don't like the look of farmhouse, don't use it. If you like it, you can mix it. And that's what I would say. If you don't use a farmhouse design in moderation or mix it with other styles, it can totally be overdone. I would say try not to do an entire room in shiplap or panels or any of the wood slatting that's out there. Try to leave one of your walls clear that you can wallpaper or paint, because you don't want it to feel outdated. It's so easy to make it feel outdated. And like in bathrooms, you see people put it about halfway, three quarters of the way up the wall. It's really about what you want to do. A good rule of thumb is to determine the lengths of the boards and make them about a third of the height of your ceiling, or 40 inches or so for a 9-foot ceiling. That's the same way with cabinet pools. When you're putting pools in a kitchen, your pools in your kitchen cabinets or cabinets anywhere in your house should be about a third of the size of the cabinet, a quarter to a third of the size. Just some little tips I want to throw out there. That's what we do. Try to give you some fun things. Shiplap can still have character and texture. It can still feel very rustic and fun if you want to do it. You can do it as a DIY project. You just need some basic tools like a saw, a level, a stud finder, hammer, and nails. Very basic. But I would watch some videos online to make sure that you know exactly what you're doing. And this is also important. There is a thing called stacked. When you are putting tile in a house or doing floors or something like that, you can stack it instead of staggering it so that the seams give you a different look. But when you're installing shiplap on walls and ceilings, it's very, very important to stagger the boards so the seams seem like they are spread out, so that if they're all stacked and all the seams match, line up vertical and horizontal, it's going to look not very cool in your house at all. It's okay when you're doing it in a shower or a kitchen with smaller tile, but definitely not with shiplap. And another thing that's important, white mat looks great on shiplap. You can use the flat white, or you can use the matte sheen. It has a tiny bit of a sheen to it. but it can be difficult to clean. So be careful with what you're painting with as well. Like I said, for a more modern contemporary look, you can use a high gloss varnish. You're going to have to somebody come in and do that. That is not a DIY project. If you use shiplap in high traffic zones like the kitchen or the dining room, then use a semi-gloss paint because it will be so much easier to wipe down and clean. So it's just a matter of the look that you're looking for. I mean, I personally would go with something that's flat or matte and not a sheen to it when I'm doing shiplap. But again, personal choice. You'll find that when people all through 2023 and before that, homeowners were primarily using white oak on their shiplap, but walnut, like I said, the darker colors are resurfacing more now, and they're resurfacing faster than the lighter oaks like the white oak that you've seen in the past. So definitely some good tips. Here is another good tip if you're doing any type of this insulation. If you're buying the strips in the panels, the more modern look that's out there today, and it's a free plug for Wood Veneer Hub, because their stuff is awesome, I would not paint it. But if you are doing shiplap, you can paint each board before you put it in. If you're so inclined, you can paint each board and then install it. But it's easiest to paint it after installation so that you don't scratch it, because it is easy to scratch it while you're doing it. You can prime the boards, though. You can have them primed before you put them up on the wall and then make it easier to do. Okay, another good question. I put in shiplap and I have seams. How can I fix the seams? Ooh, great question, Mark. Okay, here's what you do, Mark. To create a seamless look, you're going to want to make sure that you fill any of the gaps or edges with caulk. You want to make sure that you fill the nail holes that are in the shiplap or anything that you're doing, whether you're doing baseboards or putting up wood trim around the house. You want to fill wood holes with wood nail filler. And the same thing applies to shiplap. You want to fill the holes with wood filler so that they're not showing, smooth it out, sand it a tiny bit, and paint. And then if you caulk where the seams come together, it will create a very clean look. It'll be a very, very finished look when you're done. So just know that there's new stuff going on. Look up the Tambour, Tambour. It's such a great alternative. And check out the wood veneer. So for those of you designers out there, people out there that are looking for something different in your house, that is something that you should definitely think about. Going back to the bathroom, it's also important if you have a very, very damp bathroom, if you don't have good exhaust in your bathroom, if you don't keep it aerated, that you can grow mold and mildew behind the shiplap. And that's a problem that you do not want to have to deal with. So keep the shiplap and wood veneers and things like that away from backsplashes, showers, standalone tubs. That's an area where you really don't want to do it. You want to use the walls that are the furthest away. Undoubtedly, over time, it'll get wet. But if you pay attention to it, you can keep the mold away. But it can happen. So it's very important. Where does shiplap look the best? In my opinion, this is just my opinion as giving you some designer tips. You can still, for a cool look in your bedroom, you can use shiplap for a headboard. You can run it vertical or horizontal, and it would look amazing. So if you're looking for an inexpensive way to do a headboard in your room that's attached to the wall and you just put the bed up to it, especially if you can't really move your furniture around very much, that's a great way to do it. You can transform a barn door above a fireplace. You can use shiplap above or surround the fireplace with fireproof finishes, of course. It would look amazing. It is amazing what you can do. So yes, there is a cheaper version. I only have a minute left here, but there is a faux brick paneling that might be a great alternative. So faux brick is usually used in renting installations and things like that. It's easy to take down. Not something that I would want to do. But anyway, just want to let you know that during the holidays, I will be back next Tuesday after, I can't believe I'm saying this, after the holiday, the 26th, I will be back on the air with another great show for everybody. But in the meantime, during the holidays, be safe, be careful with your money. Hopefully the interview with Dave Hickey from Verizon will help you drive more business to your small business or your medium-sized business here at Home Improvement Fix and Facts. I hope that was a good listen. And just know what's going on. Going into the new year, we're going to bring you all the new stuff, just all the new stuff that's happening in 2024. So I thank you all for listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts, even when I have glitches and funny recordings happening and coughing while I'm going on board. You guys are patient. You're kind. You come back every week. Make it a great week. Pay it forward. Do something nice for somebody. And we will see you after the holiday. Take care, everyone.
There ain't nothing wrong with this old house. It just needs a little home improvement.